You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Oh my god!
Go in.
Okay. Hey everybody, and welcome to.
Why are you trying to rap?
That's what I meant.
I thought that's where he was leading me. He was dropping a fat beat for me. See, this is good. This is what Shut Up a Second looks like now. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
And I'm Cass.
And this is the second last Shut Up a Second I'll ever do.
Yeah.
Probably.
Except for, no.
I just want to say, I thought we were still testing the mics. I wasn't trying to start the episode beatboxing.
So you did.
Well, I did, but I didn't, you know.
Yeah, it was good. No, this is the...
Is everything... What is happening? You just got up so quickly to check something up.
I just realized I didn't do a backup, so I just got up to do the backup.
No. He just didn't turn the last backup off. So he was recording a backup. He stopped the backup and then started a new backup.
So if this episode cooks it, there'll be like a little half a second gap between.
Yeah, exactly. The between when it starts and when it. Yeah. Anyway. Yes. Anyway, this is the second last Shut Up a Second I'll ever do.
And it's going so well.
It's going really well. It's going incredibly because after 430 odd episodes.
No!
Well, yeah, that's pretty accurate. Right.
Oh, really?
That's the closest he's gotten. He started off by saying 500 before.
So after 430 odd episodes, I'm just taking a step back. I've done too many. I'm sick of it. I'm out.
You're still with the network. Still doing your other pods.
Still doing other things. We'll definitely come back.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely jump in a couple of shut-ups.
You just don't want to edit it anymore. You don't want to organize it.
I don't want to think about it.
Do it every week. Yeah, no, fair enough.
When I was still living with my parents when I started this podcast. I'm an old man now.
Yeah, you cook chicken now.
I cook chicken now. What?
What do you mean by that?
Because Jackson was but a boy and now he has favorite chicken recipes.
That's true.
I guess you don't really cook chicken when you're a kid.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know what?
It stands. Yeah. It's not the first thing I would have gone with.
He's a different man.
I'm a different man. I'm a changed man. Yeah. So, yes, if you've got any questions or you want to say anything about our time together, you can tweet us at shutupasec on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can
send us a DM or just
send us a
it.
DM.
Yeah, look for the studio horse.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can email us at sanspantsradio@gmail.com. And the next episode we do will be next week will be a big, hey, Jackson, it's been a long time.
The extravaganza. So get him in now.
Yeah, get him in now. This is your last
Jackson,
chance.
Jackson, how come you don't shut up anymore?
What happened to your heritage?
What happened to your accent?
I went Italian, yeah. But also, what did happen to my accent?
Yeah,
I used to sound like a freak, yeah.
Oh, now it's different.
And now I sound normal. Yeah, we'll be leaving it in the capable hands of the Sans Pants twins, Hayden and Cash.
That's me.
They will take care of it.
And me.
Shut up a second, we'll continue on and it will remain beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today's topic is being tiny. Because it's something I love to talk about, and nobody ever lets me talk about it.
Yeah, because we think it's a sex thing.
It's not a sex thing!
Describe how it's not a sex thing.
It would be sick to be the size of an iPhone and have fun adventures.
I could not agree with you more, Jackson.
Yes!
This sounds so much fun. You could fit in pockets. Ooh. You could...
eat a whole hot dog.
Why ooh?
Well, I'm sold immediately.
You ready?
If I can fit in a pocket.
Wait, did you say eat a whole hot dog?
Yeah, eat a whole... Well,
you can do that.
It would. That's the something that'd be harder. It'd be much harder to eat a hot dog.
Think of a hot dog now.
Okay.
Close your eyes and imagine a hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Now imagine that hot dog is the size of a building.
Okay. I'm frightened.
I don't think that scale's correct. Hot dog's the size of a bus at best.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yours is a phone.
Hot dog's
kind
of the size
phones.
Of a limousine, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, you can... No. If you got a phone and you put it next to a hot dog, I reckon a phone's taking up two-thirds of that hot dog.
That's true, actually. So I guess a hot dog's like two people lying down to you.
Well, yeah, one and a... Yeah.
No.
Like one and a half. Well, one and a half... size your body. It's big still.
Yeah.
But it's not as big as a building.
But imagine eating that hot dog when you're tiny. How good is that?
You've chosen the... I was thinking, because you could, you know, go on a miniature railway set, you know?
Yeah.
And you could
It's fine. There's not enough room to do a backup. Don't worry about it.
The backup has failed.
Is that what's happened?
It's encountered an error and recording has stopped. Oh. Just for the backup.
Okay.
So don't fuck it up.
So we are flying without a backup. Great.
For your second last episode. Yeah.
It's good because we recorded an episode the other week. You forgot to do the backup and it fucked up.
Yeah.
That was the fifth last episode?
Fifth last episode. Yeah. We just got to hope it doesn't happen this time.
It couldn't happen.
Yeah, you
twice,
do one out, don't you?
Yeah.
This is Putin. This is too much for you.
Anyway, but, you know, being on Thomas the Train, what's his fucking name? Was
Thomas the Tank Engine, yeah.
Yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Train.
It was close.
You were close. To your
what's
credit.
A tank engine?
Oh, driving in a Barbie car.
Driving in a Barbie car! When we were a kid.
What? When we were a kid, when we were all the same child.
I don't know what happened to me then.
Jackson, when we,
when we were the same kid.
Yeah. Before we all split off, Hayden and I became twins.
You
became older than us.
My brother, our brother, had a Barbie car, and he also had a rat, and he would put the he would put the rat in the Barbie car
and drive
it around.
That's
we could be that rat.
We could just be that Stuart Little. We could just be Stuart Little.
Well, yeah, we could Stuart Little. Or George Shrinks is another option. We could be George Shrinks if you were called George Shrinks.
No.
I don't, but I get it. He was a tiny man. He got shrunk,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he was a
Yeah. When I was a kid.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
I had a Barbie car and a brother, and my brother went in the Barbie car. I didn't have a rat, so I
It's pretty funny.
I had to make
I was also like 11. I was too old to be driving the Barbie car.
How big was the Barbie car?
Not big.
Barbie size.
It was Barbie.
It was impressive. That,
my
feet
kind of
that rolls.
And I sat on the boot, and for some I didn't break under my weight.
Yeah, that's the best. Mm. But yeah, so if you're like the size of an iPhone, yeah, Barbie cars.
Yep.
You could do so many things. The world would be huge to you.
That'd be
what
scary.
If you fell in a drain? Oh.
Yeah, what if a bird came and picked you up?
Yeah,
bird is very, owl at night.
Owl at night is scary.
That's kind of what I said, really.
Well, no, but it's scary.
I'm getting more specific.
You're not really expanding on my thing.
Oh, no,
What's an owl? Yes.
An owl? Will you let me speak in my answer?
Yes. An owl?
An owl is a bird.
Yeah.
But if a minor bird came and picked me up, I'll kill him. If an owl came and got me,
you can't
scary.
Kill him.
I'm scared.
I don't think if you're the
that's
size of the phone,
I'd kick a minor bird in the face. Yeah, an owl.
I don't think
that's a high kick.
No way.
Minor bird's head's like here.
Yeah, and they can peck you. They got power.
Yeah,
you
I
would
have
not
arms.
Be able to. If you think you could defeat like an 8 foot tall.
I reckon
giant
if a minor bird tried
could.
To eat me, I would let it eat me and then punch my arms out its neck.
You'd have to
you
go in.
It would eat you whole? I guess, wait, do they eat worms whole?
They would have to.
I don't think so. This doesn't
seem
right.
Oh, that would mean
right.
There's a live worm in a belly.
Because they eat rats and stuff. They like they cut
they
open
would,
your belly
yeah.
and they eat you a bit at a time.
Yeah, but that's using like the splayed part of the...
I guess what...
Why wouldn't they do that to you?
Well, they might.
Okay. I suppose I am iPhone size.
Okay, so that is scary. Birds are a problem.
Birds are a problem.
Well, you live inside. You're an inside guy now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, rain.
Rats.
Yeah.
Bad.
Ooh, rats would be bad.
No, ride it.
Imagine fighting a man-sized rat. That's terrifying.
I think
they would fuck you.
Oh, they would.
The teeth?
Yeah. Oh, right in the chest, right through your bone.
I think like pound for pound, humans are like the weakest animal. Right?
And yeah,
like,
when we get iPhone size, I think it's really obvious how terrible. Like a cat, like it just bat you around and eat
you
all.
Oh, big time.
With their needle.
But we're not even quick. Oh. It couldn't even run like a mouse or anything.
Yeah. Are you tripping over?
Well, I just imagine living under that kind of stress.
Yeah.
And having to I'm sure your diet wouldn't change that much, but it would change, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd be scared, then you'd be running, you'd be having to do a lot more physical stuff. You'd shit yourself a lot, right?
You'd be a poopy little guy.
Why? Why do you think you'd shit yourself more if you became tiny?
Because you're in really scary situations, and we haven't evolved to avoid being picked up by birds and to outrun rats. So I feel like we'd be pissing and shitting heaps.
Yeah. Out of fear.
Yeah.
And as a reaction.
Because, like, if you get a gun to your head, you piss and shit.
Yeah. So if a bird comes down, you're shitting yourself. But that might work in your favor. Maybe the bird will be like, yuck, and just leave you alone.
Maybe that is our defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What do you think? What would the defense mechanism be that we would, if all humans became tiny?
Yeah.
And don't worry about how impractical that is. Yeah. What would our defense mechanism, what would we adapt to? What would we evolve?
That's a good question.
I think stink sack.
That's,
I reckon,
awesome
we get
choice.
A stink sack.
Yeah, because, like, you're right. I don't think we have the time to evolve to become a predator.
No, we need
to evolve, yeah, something to get people away. I reckon we'd lose our legs like a lizard loses its tail.
And then
we
walk
away
on our
hands. That really only works for tails.
Yeah.
Imagine if a snake had that ability, just a head slithering around.
That'd be scary. I like arms because the arms fall off and you just run.
Yeah, then you can run and you're more wind.
Arms
like,
make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you grow a little baby arm.
Yeah, you just got to be, can't pick anything up for a while.
Yeah.
What about head? Your head falls off, you get a little new tiny head. And you just grow that back.
What happens to the you who you left behind?
Yeah, it's sort of a philosophical.
Your brain, as we've evolved, has moved down into your chest.
Oh.
The head is fake.
Oh, okay.
We could be like those lizards that have the fake head on their butt. You don't know which one's the head.
Every human being walks around in their hands.
It isn't really a good strategy because it's really just a 50-50 chance at not getting your eyes pecked out. So what would happen, you'd maybe get saved one time.
Yeah.
And then the next time, statistically,
like,
you're gotten got. Yeah.
But that's the part of you that's sticking out from a bush.
That's true.
Keep your head hidden.
That's true, I guess. So they attack the wrong part of you. Yeah, okay.
What about... All of our lumps get juicier.
Oh, okay.
And those fall off. So, like, we get ass, everyone get tit.
Yeah.
Those fall off.
What I really like about that is imagining, like, say that's happening somewhere already for, like, a group of, like, the borrowers. You know the borrowers?
Yeah.
Imagine all the borrowers just look, like, really sexy for some reason. That would be so much more disturbing.
These are the mice people?
No, the borrowers, they're, like, little guys who live in your house.
Like, Arrietty. Arrietty,
the borrowers. To discover that they were horned up would be so much worse than discovering they were cute little cottagecore whatever.
Yeah, I feel like they would go from a realm of, yeah, cute pixie fairy thing to, like, horrible goblin.
Yeah, because it's like, if you find a rat in your wall,
yeah,
it could be cute.
Well,
you know? Because rats can be cute, right?
Yeah, but they are horned up.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. But then you find two rats fucking horrible.
That's true.
So if you find a little borrower, cute, sweet, cottagecore. Find two borrowers fucking horrible.
Yeah, squish him.
Yeah, squish him. Get him in a mousetrap or whatever.
Oh my God.
That's bad if you're tiny. Traps.
We left all these traps out for other tinies. Now we're tiny.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't get the cheese up on the bench, but there is cheese on the mousetrap. So,
do you think you could outsmart a mousetrap if you were tiny?
I was about to say this.
I
no
reckon
way
you think would, you could.
We'd find mousetraps and be like, well, this is, we can solve this.
We just push it over the broom.
There's the three of us dead on that mousetrap, all on the same one, squished, clamped.
Not a micron of cheese in our mouths.
What I like about that is that all of us were like, oh, we can outsmart that mousetrap, but it didn't involve getting anything else. Somehow it involved just getting the cheese off right.
Outsmarting. If you do it properly.
Yeah, because my first thought, obviously, is get a pencil, push the cheese off.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
What?
Why is that? Well, because I clamber up the table leg.
Yeah. And then the trap gets set off, but then you still have the cheese there.
Yeah.
So it's not, it becomes.
It's a bit squished.
So you just set it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just set it off. You said push the cheese off.
Well,
Jackson's talking about pushing the cheese off the spike.
Yeah, off the spike.
I don't think it's a spike.
I think we're imagining different mousetraps. Oh, no, I know the one you mean.
Mousetraps have a spike where you put the bait on.
Yeah.
And then the rats come over, and as soon as they step on it, it triggers the spring. Breaks a little necks.
Okay.
Yeah. I know the one you mean. It's got a little like a little jagged edge kind of. No.
The food goes on a spike.
I feel like people still use mouse traps like that anymore.
I don't know. I remember
they're an old school.
Are they just comedy now?
Yeah.
I think it's just comedy.
I remember using mouse traps when I was a kid.
Mm.
We had mouse traps in the house. I remember hearing them going off and stuff, but I don't
I feel like now you use like Just the,
it's a bit more humane.
Just the poison.
Yeah. Well, we had a mouse and we had like one of those just a big metal box and you put some peanut butter in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes in and can't get out.
And then you just dump it outside or whatever.
Dump it somewhere.
Yeah, or you get those mouse traps so they can climb in because they've got a little tunnel but they can't climb out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little metal cage. If you Google mouse trap, it comes up with the board game.
That's nice.
But yeah, I don't
that's
know
progress,
that
you know, because they're pretty barbaric.
Yeah, they're not nice.
It's not like a quick kill a lot of the time.
What do you think if we were tiny, would mouse poison smell really good to us, like it smells to a mouse?
Well,
we still eat the same
because it's the same stuff. If it was human poison and it was it smelled like strawberry Nesquik, then yes.
Oh my God, can you believe somebody left so much strawberry Nesquik up here?
What flavor do you reckon human poison would be?
I don't know.
Butterscotch.
I reckon like chocolate.
Yeah. But if you're trying to poison humans, do you know that humans... Because if I just see a bunch of goo that smells like chocolate...
Yeah, you're going to eat
I'm not going to be like...
But you do. You are a borrower, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I in a little tiny house inside another house, or do I live in someone's walls?
You like live in the walls, but it's cozy.
Okay.
So we're borrowers.
Yeah, like you live in like a little matchbox, and your blanket is a tea towel.
But we're the size of a
phone. Size. Why do you keep changing the scale?
We're the size of a phone. Okay. We're not gonna fit.
Well, I don't know what a bed could be if you're the size of a phone.
The iPhone box.
Okay, we sleep in an iPhone box.
You know what? That should be the perfect size.
The box the iPhone came in.
Yeah. We sleep in an iPhone box. We roast a fly over the fire or whatever for dinner.
What?
that tracks.
We got to catch it.
That's so small.
Well, it's a little
for
snack.
For a phone?
Yeah, we're the size of a phone. It's like a hamburger size.
Well, how big? Like a big blowfly?
Yeah, a big blowfly. It's like a big Mac. Blowy. Yeah.
That is. Okay,
well, like, think about it. If you're as tall as a phone, your head probably would be about the size of a fly.
Yeah.
And if you eat... Maybe it'll be a bit bigger, but then because the food you eat isn't as big as
you
your
don't
head.
Wanna, you don't want to eat something as big as your head.
Yeah, you have a burger. It's not, it's tiny.
So maybe it's like a couple of flies on a toothpick that we're just roasting on a little fire we have inside. How do we light a little fire? Does that make sense?
It's just the same as normal fire, but not as much.
If you're
less fuel. How little does fire go?
Yeah, if you're small.
Because I feel like at some point it's just embers.
Yeah.
But
and there wouldn't
we've
be
all
a flame.
Lit a match.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like a chemical thing.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a pretty big flame if you're the size of a phone.
Yeah.
No, well,
it's not that big.
Standard.
It's about campfire size.
Yeah, that's
But it wouldn't last very long. But I feel like if you put matchsticks in a little thing, little circle, little fire pit, would you have like I guess you just have a tiny little, but it would burn so quick.
It feels
right. It would burn really quick.
I'm sure giants think our fires burn really quick too.
Great point.
I don't. But our perception of time doesn't change, does it? If we're small.
No, but
are we doing Einstein's theory of relativity again?
Yeah, it's.
I can't even say it anymore. We're talking about it so much.
Yeah, so if we're looking Einstein's at a tiny fire, they probably have to change it lots. But we probably have to change it lots to a giant who just sets a tree on fire and waits.
Yeah, that's true.
A giant.
You got
match.
Me there. A giant would just would just burn a tree and wait.
A giant's log is a tree, and our log is a log, and a borrower's log is a stick.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's crazy, man.
But also, our perception of time might change. I remember watching a documentary when I was like 16 about flies. And
is this because, are you about to describe a situation where they live not a long time and therefore their perception of time is different?
In the documentary,
it
implied heavily that a fly sees things in slow motion. And that's why when you try to whack a fly... It can move out of the way so quickly.
Yeah, right.
Because the perceptions of time are slightly different. The fly's got more time to react.
Makes sense. Like the neurons in their brains be closer together, so the reaction time's
faster. Although, the more I think about it.
No, that makes sense, because they have quick reaction times.
It would be very strange if a documentary heavily implied something it didn't say.
That's a bit sus. It heavily implied. Never said it specifically.
Never outright made the claim, but it just made it. It was a sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But yeah, a fly's life would feel like forever. Like, remember when you were a kid and a... Like a term at school, you're in like year one, and it just felt like a million years. Like then you'd have holidays, you'd be like, whoa, holidays? These things are so rare.
Yeah.
These things never happen. And they happen every 10 weeks.
Yeah, or like a week away somewhere was like, how am I going to fill the time?
Yeah.
But I guess as an adult, you're like, a week away. Well, it's you get there, then it's the evening. You leave on the morning of the last day.
Mm.
It's really 5 days. And then you got to do these events in the middle. So it's really 3 days.
Exhausting.
And then I get 2 days to myself, which I will probably spend at the hotel tired.
Yeah, reading a book by the pool, which I could do at home. I guess not by a pool, but you know.
I guess that's good.
Yeah, well, every time time feels, you know, when you're five, a year of your life is a fifth of your whole life.
Yeah, that's true. Now years, I mean, nothing.
Well, it's like a 19th of
yeah.
So if you lived long enough, you'd like blink and a year would pass.
That's crazy.
That's actually true, though. That's true.
Would you rather live 1 million years or 1 year?
That's a good question.
Oh. Yeah. 1 year, but that's your whole, like you do the whole aging thing within 1 year. So you're a baby on day one, January 1st.
No one would love me.
Why not?
What?
Because if I'm a baby, because
you're a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because I'm a freak.
Fair enough.
You're a freak that grows crazy old.
Yeah. If I'm a baby on Jan 1st and I die of old age on New Year's Eve, which, yeah, fuck that, I don't even get the great party. Yeah. No one's going to love me.
You might. Well, your perception of time would be different, though.
My perception of time would be different, but no one else's would be.
Yeah. If you live
how
for a
would
day,
I find love?
If you true live for a day, would you be really good at dodging like flies?
I think so.
You'd be impossible to swat.
How would it work? So if you're 1 January 1st, when are you at like the prime of your life in
well,
the day?
Well, probably pretty early on. Wait, you born at midnight?
Wait, is this you're living a day or living your life is a year?
Yeah.
1 year, 1 year,
oh,
1 year.
Yeah, I forgot it was. I was thought it was a day. Yes, one, a year, yes.
1 year, probably around what? Like April?
Yeah,
May?
April, May, yeah.
Kind of prime
good
of your life.
And then June, July, got some good years.
Yeah.
August, September, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Like
and then you're in
prime
twilight. September onwards, you're twilight.
Yeah.
I think like your body prime would be March.
Yeah.
And then like April, May, your brain prime.
And then it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Unless you do the Wordle every day.
You're good. So then.
I've got the brain of someone who was born in March.
So then if you lived 1 million years,
mm-hmm,
you would still be a baby now, which is pretty cool. If we're taking that same
style.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'd go with 1 million, because what else am I doing? May as well live 1 million years.
Yeah, that's fair, that's fair. That's
may
fair
as well exist for 1 million. But, you know, is everyone live 1 million years?
No, just you.
I don't think I would see the end of days, you know? What am I doing when the Earth sort of, well.
Yeah, do you get to die with the planet?
Yeah.
Well, no, the planet's got a little while in it.
It's probably got more than 1 million years in it, the planet.
Can you die of natural causes? Like if someone hits me in the head with a big hammer, do I die?
Yeah, can you kill yourself? Are you allowed?
No, that's not what I was asking.
Well,
I will see out my
million. I wouldn't say natural causes a hammer to the head.
Well, you're probably right.
I kill that immortal motherfucker who's still a baby and I'm 40 yeah years old now.
He died of natural causes. A hammer to the head.
But yeah, because like, no, I would say you can't die from natural causes. You're also invulnerable to damage. So is Cass living a day. I mean, a year.
I'd live 1 million. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. See some shit.
Because then
become some kind of celebrity.
You know what be, yeah.
You'd have a good chunk in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, you'd be 20, you're in your 20s for a long time. I'm not going to do the maths. It's too late.
You know what I kind of like about you live for 1 million years? You're not going to make friends with people. You'll probably make friends with like nations and stuff because people move too quickly. But a nation lasts a long time.
Not even that long.
A nation's made of people. What are you saying?
Your friends,
well, you'd be passed down.
You'd be like, they'd be like, oh, this is the kingdom. Say Hayden started doing this from medieval times.
Yep.
Hayden would just become a figure of British Parliament.
I just tried to think he'd become the king pretty quick.
Yeah.
Got a million years to do it.
I guess you're like
a baby king. Because by the time I grew up, it'd be out of medieval times, I think.
He started being a king when he was a baby. Look at him now.
He's still a baby. Our country's in ruins. He does not know how to manage the treasury at all.
Well, I guess also if you're living in so. Cass obviously has the benefit that over the first month or whatever, people can look after you. But people got to look after that baby for a really long time.
It's like a baby throughout the generations. Yeah. Like, my family has been caring for this child for 400 years.
For some reason, I've been imagining that I'm a giant baby as well. I would just be a normal
baby. You'd be
baby
a normal baby.
But in my head, I'm like a man-sized baby.
But I think
I don't know why I thought
great
that.
I hope
do you know what?
Yeah.
You could just, I think if people found out that you were invulnerable,
yeah,
they'd just put you in a wall for
wall me up.
Wall up that baby.
They'd throw me off a river. Off a river?
Yeah, throw you in the ocean for like 100,000 years.
Right under the bank to rot.
So is it?
Yeah. Yes.
So would you be...
You ain't throwing up a river's funny.
Does that mean every year of your life, in the, if you're living for a million years, is 100,000 years?
I guess so, yeah. If you live to 100... Wait, no, that's only 10. Oh, wait, a million years, that would be 10.
Yeah.
So 10,000 years.
Is a...
100 times 100... Wait, 100 times 10,000, is that a million?
Yes. No, I'm afraid you have me at an impulse.
Yes, it is.
Well, 10 times 10,000 is 100,000, so... 100, so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So every year you age, so you live 10,000 years, you age 1 year. Yeah. The ratio. That's if you live to 100.
Wow.
If they would treat you like a vampire, you would be put in a vault.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be crucified.
You would be put in a vault for 100,000 years.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a long time, man.
Well, but to you, it's only 10 years. So not long at all.
10 years, 10,000 years, man. That's like the space of human history, like perceivable human history.
You're more than that.
Yeah.
And you were in a box for the whole time.
Yeah, for a big chunk of it, yeah.
Come out hit by a car. God damn. That's intense.
I'd eventually roam the earth alone.
Yeah, it sounds pretty grim, really.
Yeah.
Maybe I go the day.
I'll
go an hour. All right. I can take care of it in an hour. That's every minute to me feels so goddamn long. That's nice.
Is it?
If everything...
But I mean, now a year feels like a year to you. Do you enjoy that? Because it would just feel like that.
But it's taking place, so in a year, there's a lot of change, right, for me.
Yeah.
But if my life happens in an hour, there's not a whole
pretty
heap
consistent
of change.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like...
The weather barely changed.
The elements...
You'd never see nighttime.
Oh, what if your hour was, like, just a bit overcast? Yeah. You didn't even get to see the sun.
Yeah.
I would never even know about it. The staples of my existence would be like...
You wouldn't go outside, I don't think.
No, probably not.
Can you imagine going your whole life... Which in your case is 55 minutes.
Yeah.
And then going outside.
Why did I lose 5 minutes?
No, because
going outside happened. Yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
And then you're like, there's a whole other.
I missed it.
This goes for as infinite space out here. You'd freak out.
What I keep thinking is that the staples of my existence would be things like a crow eating some chips on the road near me.
It was a form of experience for me. Yeah. It's what I knew as a man.
That crow has been with me for the last, for me, 20 years, eating that chip. Wow. And then he flies away and it's huge for me
because
it's been there for so long.
Yeah,
having a movie on.
You'd mourn for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. I'm okay. It's funny as well watching somebody live an entire existence in an hour. That's awesome. Imagine watching somebody live their entire life in 1 minute. What would that look like?
Yeah,
it would look like, yeah, it would be awful.
It would be terrible to see.
I hope it never happens.
And you wouldn't know what it was as well.
Midlife crisis at
this guy's like having some kind of medical emergency.
And then the doctors are like, no, he lived for a full year in 1 minute.
You know what I mean?
A full year?
He lived faster than any of us will.
The doctors got it slightly off. They weren't perfect.
Look, living a whole life in a minute is not an exact science. Yeah. Right? It's still a lot of unknowns.
We're figuring out the details. Yeah. What about if instead of being tiny, you were giant, like you were saying, the big baby situation?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I also live for a million years?
No, you live for a regular human Hondo.
But do you...
So,
yeah.
How big am I?
Yeah. Like,
like the size of a, let's say, 2-story building.
Okay.
World's not made for you.
No.
So what? You're like, how tall is that? Like 10 meters?
Yeah. See,
it's probably not 10 meters.
Let's say like maybe 8 meters tall.
8 meters tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon that it'd improve or disprove your life?
I think it would disprove it. It would prove that it doesn't exist. No, that would be awful being 8 meters tall. Where do you go?
What do you mean?
Where do you go?
You just go wherever you want. You're 8 meters tall.
You've got nowhere to go.
How do you get from A to B? All of the places that take you A to B are designed.
I go to the government. I say, hey, I'm the only guy like me. You got to
need a big house. I reckon the government, fuck off. We don't care about you, freak.
Yeah, the government.
But then you crush them.
Don't have the infrastructure, like it's not their problem.
Like, can you give me an old tram to sleep in or something? Come on,
yeah.
Use a car as a pillow, you know? Yeah,
no, you can't use a car as a pillow.
I mean, I guess you could hire at a big factory,
yeah.
Like, they have pretty tall roofs,
yeah, but you don't earn more because you're bigger.
Well,
you can't afford a factory,
you could work harder. So maybe if you could do the work of 10 men, maybe you get 10 times the salary.
Why get into Hollywood?
They're not doing
probably
that.
Yeah. But maybe you could. You go to some company and you say, hey, I'll do the work of 15 men for the pay of 10 men.
Yeah,
that's a good deal for you. I'm not really sure what this work would be. I'm not sure what work you could do 10 times faster if you were 8 meters tall.
Yeah, there's...
Construction?
Yeah, no. I was thinking you could lift them up.
Yeah, they don't... You just get all the extra wages from not having to pay someone to get the ladder.
Yeah, or this is what I say. I say, hey, how much does a crane cost you? Mm. And they tell me the price.
But not a very big crane.
Just a pretty small crane.
You know, that's actually probably a gap in the market because if you need to put something... that's 10 meters up.
Yeah.
A crane's too big. That's too big a job.
Yeah.
But
so you need like a big scissor lift or something. Too high for a ladder.
Yeah.
Too hard to put it up. You need some kind of small crane.
Some kind of 8 meter tall man. Yeah.
What if you're not strong?
Well,
you get strong.
Would I think
you'd work out?
Would you be?
How would you work out? No, the weights are big enough.
I go into the forest. I snap off a tree.
Yeah, lift
the
car.
If you are working out with a tree, then you're not strong enough to snap it off.
No, you'd find a log.
I start small.
There's big stuff around. And you'd be able to find big stuff that's heavy.
I think I'd just go to Hollywood. I'd be like, I'm the only guy my size. Put me in movies.
That's true.
That'd be like, you don't need to go the giant. In movies. Everyone can see you.
I'd be like, but you could make me.
That's the purpose of movies, is to show people to other people. No,
I'm not wrong.
It makes no sense to put you in a movie. Everyone's seen you before.
They might want to see me in a different role.
No. Nope.
You don't understand Hollywood.
You could be Andy Serkis.
We only put one person in one movie at a time. What's the point of putting him in two?
You can make me put me in like a mocap suit. I could be a small Godzilla. What do you think about that?
Well, we can just get a regular guy to do that.
He fits the mocap suit. We don't want to make you your own mocap suit. They're expensive.
Be more expensive to hire.
You can get a job as a... Yeah, as a troll.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hide under troll. A bridge. I have to be like the golden.
No, I meant in movies.
But you know what? You could.
Well, because I mean,
you go under a bridge and just, you're mugging people.
Yeah.
And people would absolutely give you their stuff because you're giant.
Yeah.
And you could crush them like a bug.
And I think maybe just dressing up like you are magic and just demanding people give you gold.
Just break one bank. Break into one bank, rob one bank.
They'd know who robbed it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, well, and how do you fit in
the
bank?
Yeah.
A crawl. It's a bad robbery.
You just snap the top off the bank and be like, money.
Where the money? Yeah.
It'd be hard to grab it because it'd be so tiny.
Yeah. Maybe it's better to be little.
I think it's better to be. I'd rather be little.
Yeah. Pocket travel.
Okay. Would you rather be long or flat?
What do you mean long?
What do you mean long?
I mean, would you rather be like tall? You, but you're long?
Do you mean
tall?
No.
Wide. No. Or like the front of me is going outwards.
The front and back.
The front and back is... Okay,
long.
So the front and back of me are extended. Yeah. I've got...
How long?
Like a snake's length.
A whole, that's like a meter and a half.
Yeah, it's huge.
So we'd be cube, I'd be cube sized.
No, you'd be a cube because you'd be thin from one end.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. I'd be a square because I'm like just over a meter and a half tall. So if I'm also a meter and a half long.
Oh, no, that's just.
I'd be a square.
Yeah, you'd be a square.
You'd be kind of square. Yes.
Okay. All right, what about if by long I mean like we just like you're tall. But it's like a snake. So like...
What does that mean?
What are you saying?
It's tall like a snake.
Your neck is like a meter. Your torso is like a meter.
So you just mean...
You're like long, like a snake.
What are you even asking? So we're not to scale any taller. No. To scale all
I understand the concept, but what's the question?
Would you rather be that? Or would you rather be flat?
Long like a snake or completely flat?
Yeah, flat like a pancake.
If I'm flat, am I also wide?
Yeah. Wait. You're like a puddle of cat.
Wait, flat? Flat is in like I'm lying down and
No. Like is in, you know that those viral videos where they squish something in one of those?
Yeah.
Like the hydraulic press?
Or like when Wile E. Coyote gets hit with a...
Yeah, that. And your little feet, you walk, you kind of waddle.
Okay.
And your arms are out the side.
I'd rather be a stick. I kind of want to talk about the other version of long, though. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, okay.
You got long legs, but they're long front ways and back ways.
They're kind of long.
You
like
wouldn't really... Like, what would your feet look like? And how thick are your legs?
You'd just be...
You fall over all the time. You get caught by the wind.
How you'd walk. Yeah. Your feet.
You'd barely even get into a building.
You couldn't
turn a corner.
Yeah.
Could not turn a corner.
I'd pick the snake one, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'd pick the snake
Slither one around like a worm, man.
I'd go snake over flat.
Yeah. Flat has really no
And
benefits.
I'd go snake over long. Long is atrocious.
Flat, you could sneak under doors. Locked door means nothing to you.
If you were long but diagonally.
Oh, no. Like a diamond shape.
No. It's in your left shoulder's really long and tall, and your right foot is really long and tall. And you were long diagonally.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd rather do that than be a normal man.
I think I'd go flat head, flat legs, long middle.
Snake torso, flat head, flat feet.
Yeah.
It'd be like a little dumbbell.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
The one that Giant Jackson can actually use to work out.
Yeah. But I'd be a floppy dumbbell. Yeah, because you'd pick me up and I'd be like sag over the side.
You could work out and have a try.
Yeah, the top of you would just be like, it would flop down. It'd be like a lampshade.
I guess that's if I go accordion mode, like when you crush a cartoon character. Maybe I'd pick that. That would be awesome.
Go accordion mode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To just be an accordion kind of guy. That'd be the dream. Yeah.
Would you rather be completely spherical?
Yeah.
Or just like normal?
Sphere boy. Roll around the world.
Okay, would you rather all of your body is like bead?
Oh!
Like bead texture.
Yes!
Like it goes in and out like beads.
Yeah.
Like you're the Michelin man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Or
normal man.
Yeah.
Bead boy. I'd
go normal, actually. I actually wouldn't want to be a freak.
Would you rather have really long fingers or no fingers at all?
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Ooh, how long?
Like 2 meters.
Oh,
2 meters? That's taller boy, than me.
Yeah, that's huge. Long.
Do I have knuckles?
Yeah, but multiple.
No.
So you have the same like spacing between knuckles.
Yeah, but
and
it just
keeps
extends
going.
2 meters. Yeah.
Oh well, in that case, it can roll up.
You can roll them up into your hands and have like weird cylinders. Whoa.
I think I do that, and I just cut them off.
Normal
cut them off of the knuckles.
Actually, yeah, that's a fair point. I'd just go the long ones, and if I got sick of them, I'd know that my other choice is the other choice. You know?
Because you see people who have like missing half a finger and they can use it.
Yeah, they
can
both fine.
I'll just do that. Just have nubs.
What if it was the same, but it's your torso? Yeah. But it still has knuckles. And you can still curl up into a little ball.
No, you can't, because your head's in the way.
Oh, yeah.
What if your head had knuckles?
Could I Constantine myself? Like one of those, you know, those Jacob's ladders?
Can you do that with your fingers?
Then no,
you can't.
No. Okay, I'll be
And it's funny
then.
Because you have a spine, which is, you have
kind
all these vertebrae.
Already.
It's kind of, it's pretty close to knuckles.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe
it's not 2 meters worth.
No. That's a trick. Multiple.
Yeah.
Multiple. Actually, my spine can go two ways. Yeah, I'll Constantine my own spine, I reckon.
Yeah, perfect.
Give myself extreme scoliosis.
And then if somebody's rude to you, you can just extend up like a jack in the box and be like, excuse me.
Yeah.
And tower over the top.
You'd be like a frill neck lizard or something. One of the animals that gets big to fend off prey.
Or if they're like standing here and you extend up and then curl around behind them, bite them on the arse.
Like,
oh, yes.
And
then they're sort of trapped in you. So there's no
bite
way to
him
run.
In the arse, kick, knee him in the nuts. You got him.
Where are your arms?
Your arms are under your head.
So you
like
grab
coming
their
out of your
hips,
neck?
Bite their arms.
Yeah, and then you flip them back. You give them
suplex them. You do the ultimate suplex.
But it's a huge unfurling suplex, and then
it takes a long time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a flower blooming.
Yeah.
You could become a pro wrestler if you're
any
of these and you're a massive freak. You'd just be like when you can create your own wrestler, but there's no like reasonable cap on how big you can make your legs.
Yeah, or
and
any
stuff.
Dimensions you can.
Yeah,
you can make
so
the body.
Be a big, horrible, thin square man.
Yeah. What about this? Would you rather have your mouth extend all the way down to your belly?
Is
or your eyes extend all the way around your head?
Do you mean so my
Hang
lips?
Hang on, say that again.
Where are my teeth?
So your teeth are at where they are now,
mm-hmm.
but your bottom teeth are just under your belly button.
Oh, so my mouth is always open.
Well, no, you can close it.
Oh, but just, my bottom jaw can open to my belly button like a cartoon.
Your eyes.
Like the mask when he sees a hot lady.
Yeah. Like yeah. It's always a wooga mode.
No. So your eyes extend like around your head.
So they can pop around to the back.
So my eyeball comes out. My eyeballs are eye tubes.
Your eye sockets are like eye tubes.
Oh, my eye sockets. Okay, so my eyes aren't exposed.
No. It's just like they're long and around your head. You get full 360 vision.
Would you get 360? You just get the same vision, but backwards.
Backwards?
Yeah, it would be backwards.
You'd see everything in reverse because of the back of your head.
Yeah, no, but it's like, right side, do you have?
But do you have the eyes on your front as well?
Yeah, it's like you've got a ring of eye around the top of your head.
Yeah,
that's not what you said. But
you didn't say that at all. You said your two eyes could extend to the back. Of
Oh, so you're saying we basically have one giant eye?
Yeah, that extends like Sonic the Hedgehog around your whole head.
That's not what Sonic the Hedgehog does. Why are you saying?
Okay, you know RoboCop's visor.
Yes.
It's like that, but around your whole head, mm-hmm. and that visor is all eyeball.
Yeah.
Yes.
And your other option is a jaw you could close.
I'd do the eye. Wait, how many eyelids do I have? Just one?
Just one, and it makes a noise when you blink.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Would that work, having one big eye? Could that work?
What would stop it working?
I don't know. It just feels like it shouldn't go all the way around.
I feel like you would be able to perceive.
Yeah, you could see. Yeah.
You figure it out. Yeah.
Well, okay, but
well, it's all you know.
But with my jaw, I could close it, right?
Yeah.
I'm picking jaw.
I'll go the eye.
Yeah, I'm going to go normal guy.
Wait, that's an option?
You didn't say normal guy was an option.
Normal guy's always an option. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachmore.
And I've been Kaz.
Please send your messages to at ShutUpASec on Twitter or sansmithradio@gmail.com.
And we'll read them out next week. Next week's your final episode, Jackson.
One more job and I'm out. Bye.